in the morning. It's about the time when we say good morning to you in Dominica, the region, and the rest of the world. This is the Hot Seat, Dominica's most talked about talk show. We are on 95.1, 105.7, 97.5. Sat Telecom's Mapping 2K4. This is the Hot Seat, Dominica's most talked about talk show. Some hate to love it, love to hate it. And you just love to love the Hot Seat with Matt in the morning. Wherever you are, whatever you may be doing at this time on the internet, tune in radio this morning. Good morning. It's the Hot Seat. If it's hot, it's on the Hot Seat. Of course, yesterday we did say that we'd be getting in touch with the police for the other side of the story involving the leader of the Progressive Party, Mr. Leonard P. Baptist. On the line with me this morning, Mr. Claude Wicks. Busy at the courts yesterday. We could not, of course, make contact. But he's here with us this morning to speak about some other police news as well. Mr. Claude Wicks, good morning to you.
A very good morning to you, Matt, and good morning to the listeners of the program at this time, and indeed those in the diaspora community. A very good morning to you.
All right. Mr. Wicks, of course, much talk yesterday about an incident involving Leonard Pappy Baptist and the police. What can you tell us about that?
Well, what I can tell you about that, as you already know, and your listeners as well, is that Mr. Leonard Pappy Baptist of Roseau is expected to appear before a court this morning for having been charged with traffic violations or traffic offenses, as well as some simple or summary matters, including battery. And that incident took place on Wednesday, the 24th of September 2014, in the capital city, Roseau.
So he's expected to appear this morning sometime?
Yes, he's expected to appear sometime this morning.
There's also talk of police brutality. Can you speak to that? Have you been investigating that?
Yeah, police brutality on whom?
On Mr. Leonard Pappy Baptist.
Oh, well, I am just as you are asking me, the allegations I understood, because I had no time to listen to the program yesterday, but I understood that Mr. Pappy Baptist did allege that the police beat him. But what I can say on that, this would be a matter for the court. I'm sure if that was so, that would be part of what he would bring up from his side, or from the defense side, because he too was a senior citizen. Whether he's a junior citizen, has a right to an attorney, and I'm sure that he will look at doing that in the courtroom.
So no reports have been made to the hierarchy, if you will, of the police force relating to, you know, as you said, you know, the beating of Pappy Baptist?
Well, I don't know if Mr. Baptist has made any official complaint to the hierarchy of the police department. We are addressing the issue of allegations that he made. He may have made it in the public domain or in the court of public opinion. But at the end of the day, if that is so, that definitely would be a matter I surmise would come up in the courtroom. And if that is so, that would be dealt with in the courtroom.
But how serious, though, does the police hierarchy, the police service, take the issue? I mean, in recent times, we've been hearing a lot of these allegations. How concerned are you as a police service that, you know, we're getting so many reports?
Of course, I mean, we have to be concerned when allegations are made against the police, whether true or not. And Indeed, our intent is always to have a good police-public relation, a good relationship with the public, and it's not meant at all not even to have any allegations made against the police department. But for sure, if these allegations are made, the expectations are that, and that it's been investigated by the police department. And in recent times, as you said, you have seen that where the police have the hierarchy of the police have done investigations or caused investigations to be done and seek to do it in the most impartial and objective way, because it's critical that the confidence of the public is not eroded at all. I mean, we won't be able to always please the public, as it were. I mean, expectations are so very high. I have always said whether the police do good or bad, sometimes it's still considered not good. But at the end of the day, we have to deliver the goods and seek to protect the public, prevent crimes, and the other things that go with it. So allegations made, it's not the best thing to hear. They have to be investigated and to ensure that it's done impartially and objectively.
A shooting in the Bafsted area was also reported yesterday. Tell us about that, Mr. Wakes.
Yes, a 20-year-old, that is Joel Hector of Kingfield. He was on some project in the Bafest State area close to the playing field, and two men who were masked approached him. He sought to have eluded those men, but he was cut off somewhere by some building project, and he was allegedly shot, and he received or sustained an injury to the upper arm, that's the right arm, and other injuries. He was taken to the Princess Margaret Hospital, and of course the theater where he is admitted at the Princess Margaret Hospital. The police, we are continuing investigations, our preliminary investigations. So thus far, speaks well, and I'm sure we're optimistic that we can make some inroads.
I was told that a scooter was left behind?
Yes, that's about 150 or 200 feet in a particular area, among other things, which I prefer not to disclose so that it does not prejudice or seek to derail our investigations. But we're optimistic that we can make some inroads.
All right, Mr. Wicks, also reports of an accident down in the Makushiri Mero area yesterday. What is the latest on that?
Yes, well, it was the 24th, to be precise, of September, that happened somewhere about 8:30 a.m. between a French national who was driving a rented vehicle from the company Auto Trader, and a Toyota bus was driven by Mark John Baptist of Tyrone. That accident occurred while the bus was traveling in a southerly direction, and the collision took place when the Jeep, apparently moving on in the area, in the same path, if you like, of the bus, and such, and that was right around a corner where the accident, the collision took place. There were extensive damages to both vehicles, and as a result, six people on that bus suffered or sustained injuries. They were transported to Princess Margaret Hospital. They were dealt with there by the medical authorities, and investigations into that traffic accident or traffic collision is taking place as we speak.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Wicks. Yes. And just before you go, though, I'm hearing of some of some good news for some police officers who were promoted sometime this week.
I was about telling you that. I mean, we've said the other side, but when it's good, like you said, we have to say that, because there are great men and women in the police department, and probably people should agree with me, that will continue to do their work as they should do it, as our mandate dictates. And recent promotions were made to take effect on the 10th, have taken effect on the 10th of September. And one of them, in a substantial rank, that is Leonard Edwards, who used to be a sergeant and is now promoted in the rank or in the office of inspector. We have corporals Michael Sebastian and Clinton Healer. They were corporals, as I said, and they too have been appointed to the rank of sergeant. So they are confirmed sergeants. And there were four confirmed corporals made: Greg Henderson, Boycott Yankee, Linda Daisy Jones, and Leoma Joseph. All of them were promoted to the rank of corporal. And what is interesting here, Matt, is you'll notice, because a lot of times, although it's a male-dominated environment or organization, but at the end of the day, we see that upward mobility, women are making strides. So you see a nice gender balance there. And Edwards, Inspector Edwards, Leoma, and Daisy They are women and do their best, work very hard, diligently, disciplined, and they've made progress, as well as the other men, Hilaire, Sebastian, and the three other couples who are male. So there's room for upward mobility or elevation in the police department, but we've really got to work hard. Everybody cannot be promoted at the same time, but I would just advise that we continue to work hard and work as unto the Lord, and I'm sure in his time he will do it well and promotion will come.
Well, Mr. Weeks, I'm happy that you brought this up, because while we congratulate those who have been promoted, there are a lot of noises, if you will, quiet noises of people saying, well, this one should not be promoted, this was political. How does one get promoted through the ranks, and what, you know, would you consider, you know, a good way to go, if you will, if one has to be promoted through the ranks of the police service?
The best way to go is to believe in God, because he is the creator of promotion. It doesn't come from the east, the west, or the wilderness, but it really comes from the Lord. So as I said, I alluded to early on, you work as unto the Lord, notwithstanding the challenges, notwithstanding whether it's quiet noises, whatever the issues. All of us in one way or the other look forward to be promoted. Sometimes it's not our time. Sometimes if you expect the promotion and you don't get it, maybe you cannot handle it well. And I'm looking at it from a spiritual perspective or dimension. On the other hand, of course, people who hand down promotion or make the decisions, they definitely have to seek the wisdom of God to try as best as possible to do it right. Indeed, they are human beings, sometimes people, as you said, really truly believe that they should be. So, for example, if a man is 22, 23 years in the police department and somebody who is younger gets promoted, you say, well, but I'm there so long. It reminds me of my case. I got promoted to the rank of corporal before I was 10 years, maybe about 7 years or somewhere. And there were others who got confirmed together with me, and they were about 18 years. So it depends, especially for a small police force. Sometimes it depends on what area you are in the police force, what section you are, where the vacancy is. Sometimes it does not always work that way, the ideal way. So at the end of the day, you know, my encouragement, because I mean, I am going up the ranks as well, and everybody look forward to going up the ranks, but going up the ranks as well, it's important that the goods are delivered. It's one thing to be promoted, but it's not to sit on your laurels. It's important that when you get the promotion or you work towards the promotion, when you get it, you must go out there and serve the people, because you're going up, the responsibility gets greater, and you expect it to execute.
All right, Mr. Weeks, have a great day today, and thank you for joining us this morning, as usual.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and God bless you, and God bless Dominica.
Thank you very much. Claude Weeks, the Public Relations Officer of the Police Service in Dominica.
Homeowners, guest houses, roadside vendors, you, yes you, dreaming of that backyard fete and no barbecue grill, get yours at Appliance Plus. Sale going on now, only at Appliance Plus. Sale on Charbroil Infrared Stainless Steel Grill. Price is slashed from $2,500. You can get it now for as low as $1,600. Listen, the smaller grills are now only $900. And now you can finally get quality 7 and 8 piece comforter sets too. On sale. King size comforter sets, now only $250. Queen size, now only $200. And your twin comforter sets, only $150. Check in store for more. Fridges for as low as $450. Appliance Plus on 33 Great George Street. Check them out. Check them out. Or call 295-0433. Reasonable prices. Sale on now.
Yes, I want to be. Yes, people of the Rosa Valley, Cochrane, Wharton Waverne, Loda, Mount Prospect, Trafalgar, and Coptown. Your UWP candidate for the Rosa Valley, Mr. Ronald Charles, invites you to a very important block meeting at Omer's Bar in Trafalgar on the 26th day of September 2014, time 7 p.m. sharp. Be there, hear the plans of your next parliamentary representative. The same Ronald Charles. Change is a must, not an option.
Is this the same Ronald Charles you wanted in 2009?
I want to shake me bambala.
It's another Rotary Club of Dominica big event. Rhythms and Creole on the River, October 25th, 2014, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. Venue, Rhythms on the River in La U. You cannot miss this one. Rhythms and Creole. River, Rice, Kids, $20, Adults, $45, and VIP, $65. Your entertainment for the day. DJ Flip the Boss, The Fanatic, and WCK. Rhythms and Creole on the River, October 25th, 2014. Another Rotary Club of Dominica production.
Come CK, give it to them.
Tablet Rose Mafini, everybody go to work and she feeling sick. Yele wee body mokai borodia. But she remember the Vianney dial 440-8600 because Quick Care makes deliveries to Rosu and Environs. Eve Rose Ma began to sparkle again. Any more Moshe Felix, every guamun should embrace Quick Care because you can have a 10% discount to every senior citizen. Yes, Quick Care Pharmacy, Koti, Hasbro Medical Center, Eva Union Bundle Plan Willa, Suni Twa different medicines your prescription. You got in 10% discount. And even if two of the free they have, who still get up a discount too. Plus, unique Shoyoki customer loyalty tag. Well, allow gain from $15 and up of anything Kote Quick Care. You can punch once. Stop it, Silves. I know you like rum punch. Imagine me doing one you can punch cool point. Who changes out if you're born at PC Meg? If your cool point has less stomach, until doctor say it nearly punch a hole in his heart. But punch Salamoka Palekot say when you punch 20 times, you got to pay $25 off. Now, Katsala is not only for when you buy, but for any member of your family. So come join the Quick Care family. Cote Hasbro, Jordi.
Do you realize that small cars are now more popular than they have been in the last 10 years? The brand new super luxury 2014 Hyundai Accent 5-door hatchback that is on sale here at the Acme Garage Karam's dealership, located on 68 Cork Street, Uptown Roseau, is a standout in a field of wannabes. This handsome, compact 2014 Hyundai Accent Super Luxury 5-door hatchback is roomy and refined with a price that will not send you to the poorhouse. No down payment. And only 8.5% interest with a monthly of between $780 and $980. Come fast. Vote with your money on the brand new 2014 super luxury Hyundai Accent 5-door hatchback. Your only friendliest holding serving Dominica's motor vehicle dealership, the Acme Garage Karam Limited. Call now 235-2842. By the way, we service what we sell, including all the rest as well.
We continue. We're making another stop and joining Carlisle John Baptist this morning. Carlisle John Baptist, we heard Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt making a major announcement this morning. I think the statement was made sometime earlier this week on a sports program on DBS News. Carlisle, you heard that statement?
I am aware of the statement made, and when I heard that statement, it was quite shocking because, as far as I'm aware, the itinerary of Australia coming to the Caribbean has not yet been released. And I know that the West Indies Cricket Board and the ICC, in fact, the ICC has made it clear that they do not want any politician or politicians to interfere or to have any say as it relates to cricket. And there was some concerns about Mr. Emmanuel Nantan, who many regard as a politician. and there have been a lot of concerns about that. But my information, though, is that there are growing concerns within the rank and file of the Dominica Cricket Association. And of course, there also my information is that that probably may have reached the ears of the ICC, etc., because they are concerned that the government of Dominica, through the Prime Minister, is getting involved in the administration of cricket. And you remember what happened in Guyana, or what has been happening in Guyana, where the many matches which has been slated for Guyana because of government's political interference, government's interference, the West Indies Cricket Board and the International Cricket Council, they've been removing matches from Guyana. And up until recently, when we had the recent team in the Caribbean, Bangladesh, I think it was, and matches which were slated for Guyana were removed. So we are warning to be forewarned, is to be forearmed, lest we stop getting matches. Politicians, stay away from our cricket, please.
Kala, I've been told also from my own sources that even within the, you know, DCA, there are certain board members who are not pleased about the statement made by the Prime Minister as it related to, or it relates to Australia coming to Dominica, and you know, some administrative matters had to be ironed out. I'm even being told that to get Australia to get to Dominica, or the West Indies board to get Australia to Dominica, we have to pay maybe, you know, $250,000, $250,000 to get Australia here. So these are some of the signals I'm getting from cricketing officials and sources close to the West Indies board. So as you said, Carlisle, you know, we have to be very careful. I don't know why the Prime Minister came on radio this week and made that statement. Of course, we'd be happy to have Australia in Dominica, but it's early days, I imagine, and no decision have been taken just yet.
Well, that is my point. I mean, they are looking at the itinerary, looking at the schedule. Remember, Dominica is a test. We've
been a test venue. Because, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I mean, we have a lot of things. Whilst we have a lot of things for us, we have a lot of things against us. Recently, we were able to get a match. I think Australia came down here and so on. But as it relates to our hotel accommodation, that is of major concerns. They are very concerned about that. But you know, Matt, every time we have to have matches at the stadium, they have to do some significant work. A lot of monies have to be spent there. Every time we have matches, international matches at the stadium, they have to spend close to $1 million. Close to $1 million. And that is there's no exaggeration about that. And by the way, as we on that, I understood that a new appointment was made at the stadium. There's somebody, a local Calypsonian, Matt, who goes on Facebook, has been singing the praises of government, singing for his supper, is now second in command to Richard Pablo Leiter. Have you heard about that?
I haven't heard that one just yet, Carlisle. But my concern primarily this morning, you know, these statements made by the Prime Minister as it relates to Australia coming to Dominica may have some repercussions, implications for that very game if it has to take place.
But of course, it will have some implications. But you know how it is. I mean, Matt, I am sure we need to try to get information from the sports division. Our good friend Trevor Schilling, for the sports coordinator, who is very, very good, and I need to congratulate him on the good work that he has been doing as it relates to sports in Dominica, sports for the youth, the development of sports on the island. I am very sure that probably he can further assist us in that, and because I mean, if you know how things going on, when such things happen, Matt, people from the sports division will very much be aware of the situation, and I'm sure they can further advise as it relates to that.
But I'm sure, I mean, even the person with Mr. Nanton's experience various cricketing officials within the DCA would have been able to advise the Prime Minister on the statements that he made. But a lot of people were very surprised too as to why did the Prime Minister on that night on DBS choose to speak about sports. Isn't there a sports minister, or even you just mentioned the sports coordinator and people, you know, high up in the ranks of sports that could speak to those issues?
Well, yes, that is what I'm saying. That is what I'm saying, that the sports coordinator, who has been doing a very, very good job as it relates to sports on the island. I am sure they are in a very, very good position to speak on that and to further advise. Maybe you may want to hear from the sports coordinator, Matt, who probably may want to give his own bits and pieces, his own two cents as it relates to that.
You think the sports coordinator, let's be real here, Kala, you think the sports coordinator will speak after the Prime Minister speaks? I don't. Good advice coming from you in terms of getting his opinion on the matter, but do you think, let's be very, very objective here, that Mr. Schillingford will speak after the Prime Minister speaks on these issues? I don't think so.
Well, but Matt, the sports coordinator has been a very transparent person. I'm not saying he's not, and I
respect that he has been doing a good job, a reasonably good job in Dominica. But my point is here, do you think that Trevor Schillingford will go on the radio and dispute or say anything in contrary to what the Prime Minister said? Not in Dominica, Carla. Not in Dominica.
I don't know, but
you could try him, but I don't think try him.
I will try him, but I would think also, Matt, that he would probably advise them, because he knows the politics which involves cricket and sports. He knows what it entails. Trevor himself has been coach. And I mean, he's a qualified coach.
I'm not even going as far as Trevor. I'm giving Mr. Nanton, you know, some goodies this morning. He has some experience. He knows the politics of West Indies cricket. We have Mr. Sebastian there as well. Has been involved in West Indies cricket for a very, very long time. These guys know what is going on, and they're remaining silent. I'm telling you that I've received a few phone calls, sources close to the West Indies board. And even people within the DCA, they may want to remain silent, because I'm saying this, you know, are not too pleased about what happened.
They are not. They are not, Matt. It's a fact that they are not, because they are aware of the repercussions and the implications which are associated with the statement or statements made by the Prime Minister. Because, you know, like the issue in Guyana, and if the Prime Minister continues to make such statements, which seems to be getting involved and in the almost administration of cricket on the island, it will have implications for us, because West Indies Board and the International Cricket Council, the ICC, they've made it clear, categorically clear, that they do not want governments to have...
I don't think, Carlisle, you know, to be fair to the West Indies Board, have they made any statements about Australia appearing in Dominica?
They have not, and I am sure we can get... the media guy for the West Indies cricket, Mr. Imran Khan. I can always get in contact with him in Antigua, but they have not yet made anything as it relates to that. In fact, the recent itinerary that was released was the itinerary for the West Indies going to India. This is what has been released. So to now talk about West Indies and Australia and what those kind of things, that is basically, it tells you that inside information and the border. And the ICC must be very concerned about that, because whoever it is who have inside information, it means that they are divulging inside information to politicians and that sort of thing. So they have to be concerned. And Dominica ought to be concerned about that.
Carlisle John Baptist will be talking. I'm sure you'll get in touch with Imran Khan this morning. Let's see what's going on. Of course, we all will be happy, wouldn't we? As of, you know, maybe putting before the cat before the horse here. Hello.
My guy, good morning.
Morning to you.
I listen to young Kala, but what I say is it is very wrong to involve politics into sports. It will kill it. It will kill it. Because when I listen about the Manuel, in Manuel Nanton, I have a thing in Portsmouth, academy. And when I hear him say it's sponsored by the Prime Minister, he didn't say the government, you know. The Prime Minister was very scared. I say, you're taking sport into politics now. That's not the reason. That's not what to do. If you want to help us, my brother, come around the country and look at the playing field. Look at the pavilion of Dubra. Watch it. For so many years, there none of us been about it. And Emmanuel Nanten is wrong. We have been asking them for more, a lot more to cut the grass for years, you know, and they refuse to put it in, you know. So it's those things they have to watch. You know, when election close now, they come in your constituency and tell you that you can do, they can do that, they can do that, things they could not do for how many years. You know, it is wrong to put politics into sports.
Dominica, we're going to open the lines at this time. 8:39 is the morning time. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Matt.
Uh-huh.
Matt, I have two things to say. Let me say the first one first.
Go ahead.
Mr. Maglo calling all the time for, what's his name, for Colin McIntyre to keep meeting with his people in Trafalgar and Loda. He's not doing it, but in Buffett State, they're trying to bribe them young boys on the side of the road.
How you know he's to try to bribe these guys?
I know.
No, but you're making a serious allegation that you need to support with some hard facts, ma'am. That's what I'm telling you. How do you know? How do you know?
He's there with pen and paper trying to take down their names and what they want and what they don't want. Okay, that's another thing.
Yes.
Let me tell you that. Matt, before, when people were applying for houses in Dominica, we never knew we had to give birth certificate and, how you call that, an ID. Now to apply for a house under that Labour Party government, you have to have, because the housing scheme, how you call that, the apartments the Chinese are building with a loan that was taken. Government took a loan from China to build the apartments in Emsall and Baffa State, and it's only 99% Chinese that are doing it. And you have to get your birth certificate, you have to have a photo ID. We would like to know why, since when that thing happened in Dominica, what information they're looking for. Please let us know. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Have a good day. I know little about the application as it relates to housing in Dominica and who gets what, but maybe we'll try to find out. Hello, good morning. I'm sorry, 449-309-596. Good morning, yes?
Yes, Matt, good morning, and how are you?
Okay, how are you doing?
Not bad, not bad. Matt, as a concerned Dominican, Matt, I heard Mr. Blackmore said that they're going to rehabilitate the road from the Hillsborough Bridge to Pocahontas. Now, I heard at the same time they're talking about we have Chinese there for 40 years. I don't know what they're doing. It is in connection with that thing. But, Matt, I want to appeal to the government that this $33 million which you are taking from CDB, that is not Chinese money. And I feel that that money should be given to public works to rehabilitate the road and employ Dominicans, because Dominicans have to pay back the loan and not Chinese money. And I'm hoping that that is what is going to happen.
Okay, thank you too. Hello.
Hi, Matt. Good morning.
To you too.
Yeah, but Matt, if you're applying for a house in the housing scheme, obviously you would have to need a photo ID. Most places you go into to apply for certain things, if you don't have a photo ID, they need a birth certificate to ID you. Somewhere they're supposed to know that you're Dominican to apply for a housing. It doesn't have to be housing. Anything you're applying for, you need an ID. Have a good day, Matt.
Thank you, too. Thank you. Of course, as I said, I'll try to find out a little more about what is going on, reapplications for housing in Dominica. I have little information in this one. Hello, talk to me.
Hey, Matt, good day.
How are you doing, brother?
Good, man. Matt, I have a serious concern, and it's it has to do with a Dawa school sewage pipe at the bottom of the Friendship Bridge. That sewage pipe has been leaking out raw sewage into the river for a couple of months now, somewhere earlier in the year. And I thought that was dealt with, because I actually saw after our school, people there one Sunday blocking up the streets and opening some big culvert in that area. Only to my surprise, yesterday I went down there taking a few pictures of the sunset and actually seeing that situation is still existing, where you have the sewage going straight into the river. And this is an environmental health concern. This is a health hazard. People use the river for different things. As a matter of fact, lately there I saw guys actually setting bags for Titiri right there. And I don't think they know that this is happening. When I saw that yesterday, my stomach turned. So that is the situation. You need to contact Dawasco and check that situation, because it is right in the corner where the guys would sell the jelly on the market side, on the Friendship Bridge there. And I spoke to a guy yesterday who said that even tourists would come there and show other tourists the amount of sewage stuff that is coming out there. The guy was saying that to me yesterday. And that has been happening for a while. I mean, I thought it was taken care of, and I cannot believe in this day and age, these people know this thing is happening and they're doing nothing about it. Something needs to be done. And on the other hand, now I hear about the Prime Minister talking about that cricket situation. People playing like they're surprised, bro. The politics has been in the cricket a long time, you know. It's just because the Prime Minister talked now, people doing as well, it's first time they're hearing about that. That has been a long time. The politics is in every facet of our society, in schools, in church, just name it. So don't play dumb. We know what's going on, but we're not doing anything about it. And that is why change is a must. Because when you have the politics controlling everything, especially that kind of politics with Roosevelt, Skerritt and his boys, we're not going anywhere. I heard Mr. Wicks this morning saying about when you ask a question about politics in the promotion of policemen. I heard so many names there. You're hearing stories about fellas that actually not passing exams, yet still they get promoted. You're hearing fellas that stealing money, they transfer them, and after they're still getting some kind of promotion. So there is all kinds sorts of Zazi Muzayan nonsense going on with the politics, and it is every facet of the society. It's like an octopus spreading its tentacles everywhere. Have a good morning.
Have a good morning, too. We're going to take a break and come back, Dominica, after this.
Tablet Rosema Fini, everybody go to work and she feeling sick. Heal a wee body, Mokai Borodia. But she remembered the Vianney dial 440-8600 because Quickia makes deliveries to Roseau and Environs. Eve Rosema began to sparkle again. Any more, Moshe Felix, every Guamun should embrace Quickia because you have a 10% discount to every senior citizen. Yes, Quickia Pharmacy, Koti, Hasbro Medical Center, Eva Union Bundle Plan Willa, Suni Twa different medicines in your prescription. You got in 10% discount, and even if is two of the free they have, who still get up a discount too. Plus, Unique Shoyoki customer loyalty tag. Well, I allow gain from $15 and up of anything Kote Quick Care. You can punch once. Stop it, Silves. I know you like rum punch. Imagine me doing one you can punch cool point. Who changes how to fair burner, PC Meg, if your cool point has to less stomach, until doctor say it nearly punch a hole in his heart. But punch Salamoka Palekot say, when you punch 20 times, you got to pay $25 off. Now, Katsala is not only for when you buy, but for any member of your family. So come join the Quick Care family. Cote Hasbro, Jordi.
Do you realize that small cars are now more popular than they have been in the last 10 years? The brand new super luxury 2014 Hyundai Accent 5-door hatchback that is on sale here at the Acme Garage Karams dealership, located on 68 Cork Street, Uptown Roseau, is a standout in a field of wannabes. This handsome, compact 2014 Hyundai Accent Super Luxury 5-door hatchback is roomy and refined with a price that will not send you to the poorhouse. No down payment. And only 8.5% interest with a monthly of between $780 and $980. Come fast. Vote with your money on the brand new 2014 super luxury Hyundai Accent 5-door hatchback. Your only friendliest holding serving Dominica's motor vehicle dealership, the Acme Garage Karam Limited. Call now 235-2842. By the way, we service what we sell, including all the rest as well.
This is the Hot Set. We're taking more phone calls. Hello. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you, Matt?
Good.
Yeah, Matt, on this question of the staging of a test match here involving Australia sometime probably in the latter half of next year. Mr. Skerritt made that announcement in the Parliament, you know, even before he went on the sports program. Now, Mr. Skerritt should know that the question of interference, what the West Indies Board calls interference, and I heard Carly mention it, West Indies Board Control, ICC, is something that we have seen affecting the scheduling or the locating of matches in Guyana when the ICC, the WICC felt that there was interference, government political interference. They relocated the match. And I don't know why Mr. Skerritt would want to do that. Of us, we do know that it is a question of playing straight politics. My understanding is that the West Indies Cricket Board has not taken a decision in this matter. And to the extent that they have not taken a decision in the matter, and Mr. Skerritt, the Prime Minister of the country, was able to go on radio and say that a match is being staged here, it is almost compromising the position of the West Indies Cricket Board of Control. My understanding of the situation and the arrangement is that the West Indies Cricket Board of Control approaches the various governments and say to them, there's a talk coming up and let us hear what you have to say, let us put a bid. Other countries could now come in and quote-unquote outbid us, and then the match doesn't come here. But the West Indies Cricket Board has to be concerned that its position is being preempted by a head of government. And so that it could be putting itself, it could be put in a bind where it has to now consider the extent to which, if Dominica gets that match, it could be said that they were pressured by the Prime Minister of Dominica. But Matt, interestingly, Mr. Nanton is advisor to the Prime Minister. He's also the Vice President of the West Indies Cricket Board of Control.
Mm-hmm.
It would be interesting to get his views on this because he's an advisor to the Prime Minister. And if there's any area in which he should be able to advise, is in this area. So I think he's the man to call. Then there's also people like Mr. Sebastian, who's a long-standing member of the Cricket Association here. I think he was honored by the West Indies Cricket Board of Control just recently. I think he's going to be manager of the A-team going to Sri Lanka. So he's in a position to comment on this, and you may wish to ask them. But I think what you see here is the Prime Minister who believes that he can influence politically this situation with respect to young people on the ground. That's why you heard him make this premature announcement. That's why you saw him on the sports program the other day. But he's really making...
Are you suggesting, Mr. James, that the Prime Minister was trying to be political on this one and trying to get some political points?
There's no doubt in my mind that is what he did, because when he made the announcement in the Parliament, I did say across the road to him, that is political interference. And that... We all want the test matches to be held here, but the Prime Minister has to be responsible, and he's not been responsible in this matter because he knows or ought to know that that kind of interference could jeopardize our chance of getting the match, and he's just doing it for his own political considerations and concern. And that's unfortunate. But I would suggest that you call Mr. Nanton, call Mr. Sebastian and people like that who are in the thick of things, and they might be able to give us a better...
All right, let's see if we can get one of these officials on the line to find out how concerned they are about the statement from the Prime Minister. 8:51 is the morning time. Let's take a break and then we'll come back.
Have you been waiting for that special sweet deal to sign up for Lime Fix Line service? Now is the time. When you sign up now for Fix Line service, you get free Fix Line handset and you pay no installation fee. That's right, free installation and free handset when you sign up now for Fix Line service with Lime. Offer available at all Lime locations. Lime, value every moment.
Lime has served Dominica over 100 years.
The Layu Improvement Committee welcomes the general public to the beautiful fishing village of Layu Saturday, September 27th and Sunday, September 28th for the annual Titiwi Festival. This year is going to be more fun, more excitement, more music. May say more delicious, more flattering Titiwi dishes. The activity begins on Saturday, September 27th with a massive fish Fishing Village Lime in a blocko style with a popular DJ. On Sunday, September 27th, Thanksgiving service from 8 a.m. at the Methodist Church, followed by a family brunch. From midday, we're taking the vibes to the next level with your very own homegrown Old Benz, a.k.a. Mr. Guada, Isios Calypso Monarch, King Dice, DJ Seji, Dr. Miguel Labadie, Asa Banton, and the young and promising Ecstasy Band. All these powered by Gator Sound. All contribution will be collected at the entrance. So massive, you can't afford to miss this year's City Week Festival, Saturday, September 27th, and Sunday, September 28th, on the Layo Beach. Linking up your sponsors one time, Lime Dominica, Q95, Kyrie FM, Dasper, Jolly's Pharmacy, Mapping 2K4, Kubuli Jebesau, and the Parliamentary Representative, Honorable Kelva Daru.
Hello?
Hey, where are you?
At Perky's Pizza. Girl, you and know it have roti at Perky's. It have veggie roti, sada roti, dalpari roti, and bus up shots. It even have aloe pies, doubles, and chutneys. You know how long I trying to find a good roti in town?
Yes, it's Trini Cuisine at Perky's Pizza from Saturday, the 28th of June. Get your rotis, pies, doubles, and so much more. Call 235-3333.
That bus up shot tasting. Good boy. You hungry? Hello? Hello?
The new Scotiabank Gold MasterCard credit card rewards you with more cash back than ever. Like 3% cash back at gas stations.
Full tank, please.
3% at grocery stores.
Oh, wow, thanks.
2% at drugstores.
Nice lipstick.
And 1% everywhere else.
Cheers.
Scotiabank Gold MasterCard. Apply now and get free additional cards for your family. Visit your nearest branch today. Conditions apply. Scotiabank. Discover what's possible.
It is finally here. Domtech, the market leaders in waterproofing solutions and systems. Domtech is right now providing comprehensive industrial and domestic waterproofing systems all over the island. For any and every structure, basements, car parks, swimming pools, kitchens, bathrooms, reservoirs, concrete or galvanized roofing. Where there is water, there is moisture. Where there is moisture, there are leaks, mold, dampness causing erosion and corrosion. Salt from sea blasts along the coastline can penetrate cracks and crevices causing rusting. Get help now. Call Domtech Waterproofing Solutions and Systems today. Don't delay. Domtech has the perfect waterproofing solutions and systems right here in Dominica. Ideally suited for our climate and effective on any surface. 276-6336 275-5278. Take advantage of our warranty offer on materials and labor. Builders, contractors, homeowners, hoteliers are calling on the tough, durable, environmentally friendly waterproofing systems available. Domtech, protection inside and out.
All right, Dominica, 8:56 is the morning time. Let's take a few more phone calls and we make our stop at 9 o'clock for Fine Foods. Hello.
Yes, Matt. Matt, when I said bribing earlier on, you said if I have any evidence. Matt, I take that back, but I would like to know, I take the bribing part back, I would like to know what was he doing with the young men in the area there. For months, these young guys sitting down in the area, nothing to do. McIntyre passing there all the time. He didn't see them there to call them and ask them, what can I do for you to help you?
I'll tell you, it's in the season of campaigning. Expect anything. Hello, talk to me.
Good morning, Matt.
Morning to you.
Matt, I know a lot of people are concerned about what is happening. I just want to let the Prime Minister know that people love their cricket and do not jeopardize the chances that don't get any match. And even if I'm going to get a match, it's not about giving credit to whoever. West Indies Cricket would have, the Cricket Association would have found it necessary that everything has been met. And so, you know, it is. So let him start away from that. But not more of concern, you know. I know people are concerned about Mr. McIntyre and the rest of the Labour Party will go in. Let not your heart be troubled. Buffer State is long gone because they have realized that. They have come there trying to make people believe that things are good.
Okay. So we're taking our final phone call here. Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Yes.
Let's talk.
Talk to me.
Did you see a movie that they played Once at the Caribbean? The Day the Earth Stand Still?
I don't know if I saw that movie. I've heard about it.
Right. We have to give thanks to the hymn Amazing Grace. We were blind and now we can see. Dominica stood still for 14 years. And had it not been for Lennox Lyndon, who went in the ring, the boxer in the ring who invited him would not be going all around the ring looking for things to do. Okay? So therefore, we can see now, thanks to Amazing Grace. Everything is being done everywhere in Dominica now. And the latest I heard this morning is about the cricket. And then you have cricket academy. So therefore, it's only Mr. Skerritt who would bring Australia down to the Dominica. So we must open our eyes and see, because Amazing Grace tells us we were blind and now we can see.
And that's how we wrap it up. Imagine you were blind and now you can see.